Today is the 14th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me today. So this week has been a bit of a struggle for me personally. Being ill and all of that has not been easy recording. So thank you guys so much for your patience, and we are going to get back into the flow of things. So if I've disrupted you in any way, I do apologize. As I'm listening back to myself, I can hear my voice getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But I'm healed, and I'm praying that by next week I will be back to normal. But we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 8:28, and it says this: "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you for being at work in our lives. We thank you for not leaving us alone to our limited best efforts, insight and choice. Thank you for having a plan for us and being the assurance that we can't mess that plan up if we seek your will. Father, we thank you for being our God, our Father and our partner through all of life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Worship and adore your holy name. Oh, makataraba senderebo sheketerebo shataraba. Yes, Lord. We invite your presence to have your way. We invite your presence in our midst right now. Father, we acknowledge you. And we ask that you take your seat. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. It is well, it is well with my soul. Acts 17, verse 27 says that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Wherever you are right now, I just want you to begin to seek him. Begin to seek him. Begin to seek him. Begin to knock. Begin to knock on that door. Seeking, you will find. You will find him. You will find him. You will find him today. You will. You must remember that God is everywhere. Everywhere you turn, God is there. Everywhere you look, God is there. Every time you speak, God is there. I want you to be able to ask him to take absolute control of your day, of your life, of your family. For it is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. Makataba shakataraba sende. Miketerebo shandara baba 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 seketerebo shanda. Miketebo shakataraba baba 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 sandara basiketerebo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, have your way. And you know, it's funny because right now all I want to do is just lie in bed and sleep. But I know deep down in my heart that God deserves all the glory and that He deserves our worship. And I've realized over the past few days that worship isn't about how you feel. Worship isn't about what mood you're in at that moment. Worship is worship. Regardless of your circumstance, regardless of where you are, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what mood you're in, worship is worship. And so each day that I've done this, I've said, God, help me to lead your people in a way that doesn't reflect my mood. Help me to lead your people in a way it doesn't reflect the way that I feel. I may feel groggy, I may feel down, I may feel under the weather. But Father God, let not my worship reflect that. Let my worship reflect your holiness and your glory and your faithfulness and your grace and your mercy upon my life. So today I just want to aid you in worshipping God for yourself. I want to aid you in worshipping God and encourage you and put to you that don't worship God because of how you feel. Don't worship God because of the mood you're in, but worship God because He is God. The I am that I am. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. There is none before Him and there shall be none after Him. Our God who sits on the throne and He makes earth His footstool. Worship Him for who First Chronicles 16 verse 11 says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Continually. It doesn't say seasonally, it says continually. Seek His face continually. And that's what this year is all about. Us seeking His face continually. Us seeking Him in our ups, in our downs, in our joy, in our sadness. It is seeking Him regardless of where we may be at in our lives. Because we have to trust and obey. And we have to trust and believe that God will turn everything around. And even though we can't see it right now, His word says that He will. And so we hold on to those words, we hold on to His promises. Father, we worship You, we worship and adore Your holy name. We come before You, we come before Your throne. We humble our hearts, we humble our minds, our souls, our bodies to You. Father, we worship You because You are God. We seek Your face continually. Don't ever allow the enemy to steal your worship. Don't ever allow the enemy to steal your time with God. This is between you and God right now. Makata bo shindiri basakata. Yindiri bo shakata rabasindiri bo sakata. Yeah. It is well with my soul. Wherever you are right now, will you reflect on His goodness? Will you reflect on His love and reflect on the hope? Reflect on His mercy and His grace? Will you reflect on the fact that God is not a liar, that God only speaks the truth? Reflect on the fact that there is no one above Him. He is the ultimate. He is the creator of everything. The only God you will ever need. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 19 says, "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is built for the name of the Lord." On this day, on the 14th of March, will you set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God? Just begin to seek Him. Begin to tell Him how much you want to know Him more. Begin to tell Him how much you want to converse with Him more, and how much you want to dine with Him more. How much you want to build with Him more.
Trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord.
So we sing,
Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him all and all. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust.
Cry out His name, Jesus, Jesus.
How I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust.
Yeah. akatabasa ketiri busha katarabasa kiti mikiti busha katarabasa kiti tiri busha katarabababasa kiti tiri bu. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Say how I love him. How? Yeah. Wherever you are, just lift your voice and cry out his name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, 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 Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. I said, dear Heavenly Father, we desire to learn how to worship you as you deserve. Father, help us, Lord, to grow into the sort of worshipper that the Father is seeking for, one that worships you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray that our life may be one that honors you in all that we say and all that we do, in all the circumstances of our lives, throughout the day and as we drift into sleep at night. Lord, we pray that we may learn to walk in all your ways and to love you with all our hearts, to serve you with all our being, and to learn to love you as you have loved us. Father, teach us, Lord, how to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, so that we, Father, may be one that bows our hearts before you in spirit and in truth, to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. So once again, we are on all the social media websites, Facebook, A Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. Don't forget, on Saturdays we are live, so you can tune in on Instagram and on Facebook. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.